Right now, it is time for us to check sports. And in sports, the NFL announced yesterday something they should have announced a day ago. I mean, right after the event happened. The Bills-Bengal game, where DeMar Hamlin went into cardiac arrest, will not be resumed, according to the National Football League. The game was postponed, of course, after he went into cardiac arrest. Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, said, "This has been a very difficult week. We continue to focus on the recovery of DeMar and are encouraged by the improvements in his condition, as well as a tremendous outpouring of support and care for he and his family from across the country. We're also incredibly appreciative of the amazing work of the medical personnel and commend each and every one of them." Resuming the game, according to the NFL, would have resulted in postponing the playoffs and would have just... It was a cascading effect. And the game itself had no bearing on playoff qualifications. Yeah, maybe on potential standings. But I'm sure that 99.9% of the Buffalo fans and 99.9% of the Cincinnati fans say to themselves, smart decision. Smart decision. Don't put those clubs out there to play that game. Relive in the back of their minds that potential moment. Tough enough to go back on the field as it is with another game, but never mind, go back on the field and try to finish that game where that event happened. So they finally, the NFL acted and did the right thing. There's no doubt about it. So I give them credit for that. All right. All right. How about this in college football? The NCAA has slammed Jim Harbaugh and Michigan football with multiple violations after an investigation, according to a report. According to The Athletic, Michigan received four Level 1 violations and four Level 2 violations and at least one Level 1 violation, which is Harbaugh's misleading information. The violations include the use of defensive analysts for on-field coaching activities, which is against the rules. Harbaugh said he expects to return as Michigan's head coach next season, despite rumors he could return to the NFL. He released a statement yesterday regarding his potential return, and while it wasn't a definitive yes, it appears he intends to coach the Wolverines. So there you go. The long arm of the law, the NCAA. NFL action? Well, we do have Saturday and Sunday games on coming up this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. Tomorrow at 4:30, the Chiefs take on the Raiders. Tomorrow at 8:15, the Titans take on the Jaguars. Then on Sunday, the Browns take on the Steelers. The Ravens take on the Bengals. The Vikings, the Bears. The Patriots take on the Bills. The Jets play the Dolphins. The Buccaneers play the Falcons. The Panthers against the Saints. Texans against the Colts. The Cardinals against the 49ers. The Cowboys and Commanders. The Rams and Seahawks. The Giants will play the Eagles. The Chargers will play the Broncos. And in the Sunday night game, the Lions will take on the Packers for the finale of the regular season. In NBA action that took place yesterday, the Celtics over the Mavericks 124-95, the only local teams in action were the Celtics. Today, the Nets take on the Pelicans, the Knicks take on the Raptors in NBA action. Taking a look at the National Hockey League, yesterday the Bruins over the Kings 5-2. The Islanders lost to the Oilers 4-2 in action that took place yesterday. Rangers did not play yesterday. Today, I scan the list and I see the Islanders taking on the Flames. NCAA Men's Basketball Top 25, number 9, Gonzaga, defeated San Francisco 77-75. Number 5, Arizona over Washington 70-67. Number 10, UCLA over USC 60-58. Iowa defeated number 15, Indiana 91-89. Number 1, Purdue over Ohio State 71-69. And SMU lost to number 2, Houston 87-53. And here's a story that doesn't surprise me. On MLB.com, the Korea camp in talks with other teams beyond the Mets, they say. Well, it looks like there's at least another interested team or two beyond the Mets. The New York Post reports the shortstop has renewed contract with at least another interested team beyond the Mets. Both deals that were signed reportedly didn't materialize for the same reason, medical concerns. While the identities of the total number of teams in the camp has renewed discussions with aren't clear, the Post reports that the Twins, for whom he played last season, are one of them. Minnesota reportedly offered him a 10-year deal in the neighborhood of $285 million. So we'll have to see what happens with that situation. And that happens to be a check on sports this morning on The Breakfast Club.